burst then with Karen Smedley, our relationships expert, on the subject of over 50s getting back into work. You say that they think they won't, Karen. Why do they think it and why are they wrong?
See, it's interesting because what happens is so many people say to me, all employers want young people. And they don't know that. They've just made it up. So it's a kind of assumption. And actually, there has been some research done. And the ideal age to get work is between 35 and 43. Mm. Otherwise, you're considered too young or you're considered too old, supposedly. And of course, that just makes a nonsense of it.
Well, it does. It's still not very cheering if you're 55, though, is it?
Well, I think that it's great if you're 55, because if you focus on what you've got at 55 and what experience you've got and what you can offer, because the reality is employers want people who can do a good job, who are knowledgeable and skilled. They don't actually care if you're 22 or 52. What they want is someone who can really do the job, who's reliable, able, etc.
Now, presumably there's a lot more to it than just saying that to the people that come and see you. Otherwise, you'd be done in 2 minutes, wouldn't you?
You would, because you've got to help them to believe it. Yeah. And also to start to really focus on what it is that they have. What are the skills that we have? You know, it's like... I often talk to women who are going back into work and they say, oh, no, I haven't done anything. And then you start asking them about their family life and they've organised a whole family to go, you know, on holiday. They've organised the budget. They organise the plans for the family. They organise the food. They are able to budget, plan, manage a team. They do it all.
Will employers necessarily take that into account, though?
If you sell it the right way.
Right.
And I think one of the other things that's really interesting is that over the years, from when certainly I started work, the way you filled in an application and the things that you were being asked were very different.
Ah.
So just learning
See, I don't do that because of my sort of freelance hopping about life.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of things would they ask me today that they wouldn't have asked me back then?
Well, you'll fill in an application form and you'll do it online.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, just having to fill in an application online is very different. They don't necessarily want a covering letter and a CV. They may ask particular questions. And if they do want a CV, you need to then start with your CV or with your application, being able to show people that you can do what is wanted in the job description and you have the person specification. We didn't used to have those. So you need to look at the person specification, and when they say they want somebody who's got a qualification in electrical engineering and you haven't, then you can't apply. And if you apply, you'll only be turned down. And then you'll go, they didn't take me because of my age. No.
That's always been the case anyway, though, presumably.
That has been the case, but we haven't had it as specific.
I see.
And also, they want to know how exactly you can show that you can do something. Now, if any of your listeners are interested, at Experience Matters, we offer a workshop on helping people to get back into the workplace.
All right, and your website address is?
Is www.experiencematters.org.uk. And we're there for the 50 plus. So you don't need to feel worried about being with a 22-year-old. We're all the same age.
All righty, although, as you pointed out, we're not quite the same age. But
exactly.
Lovely to talk to you again, Karen. We will do soon again, no doubt.
Very good.
Karen Smedley, our relationship